Thank you everybody for coming. Talk about hangovers after Purim. I hope my voice will hold up for share today. It was a very exciting Purim for me here in Yeshiva. So I might need a second cup of hot water. We'll see what happens. See, there's always in the back. I believe this share is definitely a cutting-edge share. Just on Purim, one of our participants sent me a video of a drone delivering Shalach Manos. That was a question that was brought up last week's share. There's actual video footage of a drone delivering Shalach Manos. We are literally ahead of the times on top of it. Maisa Shahaya. No, it looked absolutely real. Yes.
We don't know if that guy sent down other Shalach Manos.
Right.
In other ways.
He definitely didn't know the machlokas because I'm so from Kivager. That much I'll tell you. Today's topic, I believe, is also a cutting edge issue. In that, I do not believe a tshuva yet exists in halacha written about this topic. Could be when next headlines book comes out, they'll be on top of this topic because it's a very interesting topic. But I would hope today to deal with this interesting and relevant topic that recently came up in the news. To introduce it, unfortunately, in the news today, many of the topics that are talked about, besides the fact, you know, some of them may not be real news, fake news, but most news you get today are very negative stories. Whether it's Rahman Son, crazy people, you know, killing people, doing damage, so much negativity. But it's also usually news stories talk about the weaker side of the human experience. People with not exactly good morals, good midos, that usually makes up most of the news stories. But recently, I saw a story in the news. I'm sure many people here saw the same story. It was highly covered, where the protagonist, the person in the story, actually had something very laudable. Something very impressive, the way they dealt with the situation. About 2 months ago, there was a Powerball lottery drawing, which after weeks upon weeks of nobody winning, the prize climbed to over $500 million. It was considered one of the largest Powerballs of all time. And there was one single winner, a woman who purchased her ticket in New Hampshire. Obviously winning $500 million. As in New York, the slogan was, all it takes is a dollar and a dream. He won $549 million. That's a lot of dreams. That's a lot of money. And this woman, though, okay, usually you have within a year to claim your prize, and this woman refused to claim her prize. Why so? Actually, a very smart woman. Unfortunately, many people, once they win the lottery, besides the added aspect of the money, what are you going to do with all the money? But the fame, and now that everybody, your relatives, your long-lost cousins, your neighbors, Mishlachim, yes. The guys know about that.
Yeshivas.
Yeah, yeshivas, right? But also the bandits, the evil people in the world. Everybody hears you won millions upon millions of dollars. You don't have enough money to do with it. People come after you. And obviously it's quite dangerous and life-altering the fact that you won so much money. And this lady decided, you know what? I don't need the fame. I don't need to be the one holding up on every news channel a big check with a big number on it. I want to claim my prize anonymously. And they're in different states at different rules. Seems in the state of New Hampshire, the way the lottery rules were written, you could put all the money into a trust, and therefore this woman herself could remain anonymous. The money will go to this trust, and she as a person, nobody would have to know that she won it. That literally sounds like the best of both worlds. She'll get her $549 million, but at the same time, she won't lose herself, her own identity, because no one has to know about it. It'll be in a private trust, an anonymous trust. Everything will be great, except for one thing. This lady won, you know, she checked her numbers. She won over $500 million. The first thing she did, she signed the back of her lottery ticket. It's not valid unless you sign it. She did that before she spoke to legal counsel. She signed it with her own name. Right now, this case is sitting in the courts in New Hampshire. She signed the ticket. The ticket has her own personal name, but she hired a whole legal team to try to fight that no, could she still, despite the fact she signed her name, remain anonymous. It is costing this woman, put aside legal fees, just on pure interest, $14,000 a day. The newspapers all wrote about this about, I'll say, 3 weeks ago. At that point, it was reaching $500,000 that she already lost. According to my calculations, we're talking now $750,000. But I think she's a smart lady. It's worth it. What's a few million dollars of lost interest and legal fees to save yourself the rest of your life? Smart lady. I also believe, obviously, somebody who has backbone and doesn't want to just take the money and run to a desert island because they're going to find you there too. Even the Mishalachim. They'll chase you down to a desert island.
Especially if you make a play.
Yeah. So, after hearing this story, I decided this woman should have hired me. Right? I need a marketing firm. New Hampshire, who knows? She's smart. That's one sign. But I kind of should have hired me. Because I potentially have a halakhic situation, halakhic idea of how I could solve her problems. It looks like in the courts, from the quick legal analysis I saw, she doesn't have a good chance of winning. She signed the ticket, what are you going to do? That's the law. However, in halakha, there's a concept called ksav al gabi ksav, writing on top of writing. And what I would like to discuss today is this halakhic concept. She wrote her name on the lottery ticket. But could she endorse it on top of that? Could we have a second layer? She wrote her name, Jane Doe. But on top of that, you know, we'll put the Jane Doe Federation. We'll write on top of it. And, right? Jane Doman Federation, and we'll work it out.
committee is a federation.
Okay. I have to be careful. I do have legal counsel here. So I'd like to go through this Gemara, this idea in Halacha, very interesting concept of Ksav al Gabi Ksav. So if you look on your sheets, I'm going to go through a few Halachas over here. This is a Gemara that appears here in Gittin, but it also comes up in Maseches Shabbos. Itmar, the Gemara taught, Hamavir Dio al Gabi Sikra. To Shabbos. If you have D.O., which is black ink, and if you write on black ink on top of Sikra, which is red ink. So you wrote something out in red ink, and on Shabbos, I'm writing on top of it with black ink. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rei Shlakish, the army Tovayu, Chayiv Shtayim. You're Chayiv to Isser Melachos. Achas Mishim Kosev, you're considered writing on Shabbos. The Achas Mishim Ochek, and also because of erasing. When I write with black ink, which is sharper, on top of red ink, I'm really erasing the bottom layer of the red ink, and I'm also writing on top of it with black ink. So I did two things wrong in terms of Shabbos. But the Gemara is clearly saying it's a form of writing in terms of Shabbos for you to write on a second layer. I wrote first in red ink. I write on top of that in black ink. Halachically, that is considered writing. And what person would be chayav? Okay. The Gemara continues. Case two. Dio agabi dio. Let's say I use the same ink. Black ink on top of black ink, or sikra gabi sikra, or I use red ink on top of red ink. There, the look is your putter. Rashi says over there, why you putter? Because you didn't change anything. It originally is black ink. I'm writing on top of it with more black ink. Seemingly, let's say the same word. So I wrote in black ink. I'm putting on top of a black ink. You don't see a difference. When it's black ink on top of red ink, the first case we did, you clearly see the difference. In the second case, that's not considered mochik because I didn't erase what was there before. And that's also not considered ksiva because I don't have any imprint which is clearer than I had before. And therefore, that case in Hilchos Shabbos is potter. The Gemara actually runs through after that. What about our third option? Sikra al-Gabi Dio. Okay, we'll skip that for a moment. So far in the Gemara we see, if it's the same ink, black ink, a double black ink, you're potter. That's not considered writing. But if it's a darker shade, black ink on top of red ink, then everyone says that's ksiva, that's also maybe chika, echayv. Okay? One more halacha to do in this Gemara, skipping a few lines, and I'll take questions. Let's say you have a case of Edim who don't know how to sign their own names. They're illiterate. They can't write their own, sign their own name. Could Bezdin first outline their name in red ink and they sign on top of it? You know, nowadays, I go to doctor's offices. Half the things I'm signing is all electric. Not my signature. It's like this, boom, boom, boom. You know? So the Gemara had such a shaila. People don't know how to write anymore. So could we write up their name in red ink and they'll sign on top of it in black ink? So the Gemara says, "Ksav elyon ksav eino ksav." Is that top layer considered writing or not? I'm only eino ksav. No, it's not considered writing. I'm only deino rabbeinu ksav elyon ksav in Shabbos. Didn't the Gemara earlier say that's considered writing? I'm only nation medamin nasa maisa. Because we thought of something in the Gemara do you think you should just act upon that and do that? And we're just throwing out ideas over there. No, don't take this halacha l'maisa. Very interesting Gemara. Sounds like the Gemara is concluding that that's not an option. Okay. So far, we have three cases. Let's talk about. We have the Dio Agabi Sikra, where you have something which is a darker shade on the top layer. You have a carbon copy, literally, the same shade. That, for sure, we say, that's not writing. And then we have a third case the Gemara brings up. Adam, I don't know how to sign. Could I play around with these different layers? And the Gemara comes off. No, you can't do that. Okay? That's the Gemara first here on your test. Any questions? So many questions.
What are you doing writing on Shabbos to begin with? Isn't the pen moksa? So many things come up.
Right, right. We're obviously dealing here with a person who did something wrong. And we're just judging, okay, how bad a job did he do? You shouldn't be writing on Shabbos. But okay, you know. Perm went into Shabbos and, you know, the guy's busy still. So, what I'd like to do now is an additional Gemara here on Daf Chaf. And then I'm going to go into other things. Amar of Chizda. Get Shekasu v'shelo l'shma. Let's say you have a get that was written Shelo l'shma. Every get, when a person divorces his wife, there's a halacha in the get that it has to be made specifically for this man and this woman. You can't recycle a get. You can't, you know, go to the local Judaica store and buy a prefab get. You know, oh, that's nice. You have a Rivka and a Moshe? Perfect. That does not work. You have to fill in the names specifically for the people involved. It has to be l'shma. So the Gemara has a case. Let's say you wrote a get, not l'shma. Sofer didn't have in mind. The haver lov kulmis l'shma. Then you took your quill and you wrote it a second time. But the second time you wrote on top of those letters, you had in mind l'shma. Banu l'machlokas Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. The Gemara says this comes to the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Once again, another machlokas in Shabbos. The Tanya. Someone's writing a Sefer Torah, and you're about to write the name of Hashem. Yehuda. You want to write Yehuda. And you made a mistake, and you put the Dalet in it. So instead of the Dalet, it was Yud Hey Vav Hey. So it was the name of Hashem, but you didn't have Kavanah to write the name of Hashem. A Sofer, when he writes a Sefer Torah, has to have in mind, every time he writes the Shem Hashem, he has to have that in mind. Here, a person wrote it without having it in mind. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mavel of Kolmes Makacho. You just write on top of it and you fix it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that's a way of fixing it. It's right over it. Chamim Omrim, Ein Hashem in Amuvchar. You can't do that with the name of Hashem. If you messed up and wrote the name of Hashem without Kavanah, sorry, that does not work. That's the first opinion of the Gemara. That's Rav Chizda's opinion. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Dilma Lohi, Alkan Lachami Rabban Hasam, to be Inan Zekela Mavia Velaka of Hachala. The Gemara's first opinion, Rav Chizda's opinion, was we could perfectly compare the writing of a Sefer Torah to the writing of a get. And, hey, if you want to talk about a case of a get that was written Shelo l'shma, we have to visit the halachas of writing a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has to also be written l'shma. So if over there there's a machlokas, it would follow the Gemara reasons. You'd have that same machlokas by get. Comes Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and he says, no. No. You would not have the same machlokas by get. By get, you probably could be more lenient. Because by Sefer Torah, there's a specific din of Zekeli Vanveyu. You're making a Sefer Torah, it's got to be beautiful. Sounds like from this Gemara, when you write a get, It doesn't have to be beautiful. After all, right? You might recite, unfortunately, Mazel Tov in that situation. But you don't, right. Yeah, usually it's not pretty. Very good line.
It's not framed. It's not.
Yes. Right. So that's the Gemara. So this is, I would say, an additional case here we have about when you wrote a get, Shlo Lashma, the Gemara really here is bringing, originally the Gemara had one tzad, L'maskana, it seems, the Kuli Alma. You could fix a get which was written Shlo Lashma with writing over it. That's what the Gemara says. Now, there's an obvious question if you put these halachas together. Let me quickly review our halachas. Right? We learned earlier what's the din if I write in the same color ink. Is that considered writing or not? No. We said before, Dio agaba Dio, Hilchos Shabbos is butter. Why? That's not writing. What's this case we have over here with the get? I wrote the get Shlo Lashma, what color ink? Seemingly black ink. Then we say, oh, you know what? He wrote Shlo Lashma, I have an Eitzah. Take your quill and write over it a second time, Lashma. How could that work? We said before, if you write in the same color ink, one on top of the other, that's not considered writing. Yet over here, the Gemara is saying when it comes to a get, you can fix a get by writing over it. If it's not even in the Sefer Torah, you could fix the Sefer Torah by writing over it. Anyone ever get an aliyah with the ink being red in the Sefer Torah? It's only one color ink. It's black ink. Right?
It's always red or else you don't have the ink. But you're tracing over the same writing with the black ink. You're not changing it. You're correcting. So there's new writing going on.
Oh, we have one in the Bali Tosa sitting here. Hold on. So the question that one could ask, which Tosos asks, to your Tosos you find over here, O Skimmel, is, hey, how do these two Gemara stem? The first Gemara on your test over there in Gittin talks about black ink is not writing. But one page later, I know it's a different day of Daf Yomi, but you should ask the Kasha. The next page, the Gemara says, if I write in a get Shlo Lashma in black ink, I can write over if black ink have in my Shlo by a Sefer Torah. If I wrote it with black ink without a Shlo, according to one opinion at least over there, I can write it over. That works. So Tosfos is bothered by Sestira. Is it considered writing or not? Answers Tosfos, there's a big difference. What's the difference? Here, I am doing something different. The first time, I didn't write it Lashma. The second time, I'm writing it Lashma. That's the difference. Is that contrast as bright of a difference as red ink, as black ink on top of red ink? Physically, no. Both black ink and black ink. But just as we learned earlier, if you're adding something, it looks different now, that works. Well, Tosla says, the first writing was without Lashma, the second writing was with Lashma, that works. That's what Tosla says. Very interesting idea. Yes?
Why don't you just say, if I write with my left hand on Shabbos, I would be putter. Because it's not
Malachas Machshavas, even though it would be good for a get. Malachas Machshavas Shabbos. Oh. So it's different. Very good point. And this I have to point out. Tosos, if you look actually in the language of Tosos when he asks this question, it's based on the Gemara later. The halachas that we're discussing are not just about Hilchos Shabbos. This might appear in the Gemara Shabbos, but also appears in the Gemara Gittin. Tosas makes a point of saying these are halachas in general, what is considered ksiva. Even though the Gemara had a line there, just because we said it in terms of Shabbos. But no, the Gemara, Tosas, Mokroch later in the Gemara here is fully equating Shabbos, Gittin, Sefer Torah. We are defining today the laws of writing. That's why I want to take these halachas to the halachas of writing on the back of a $500 million lottery ticket. We're defining today not Hilchos Shabbos alone, but what's considered writing. It's writing in terms of Shabbos, writing in terms of a get, writing in terms of the Sefer Torah, and writing in terms of a $500 million lottery. All together, all connected. Very good point. Yes?
Hilchos Shabbos, we're dealing with a lot, where in the other cases, we're dealing with an asset.
Yeah, yeah, there are differences between the cases. But lav davka, every time there are differences, and many times in halacha, you have unifying concepts which apply across the board in many different areas of halacha. This is one of those cases. What is considered writing? Now, I'll show you something very interesting. And I don't know the answer to this. Where are these halachas in the Shulchan Aruch? Sounds like pretty basic halachas. Ksav al gabi ksav, there are multiple gemaras on it. Tosas talks about the Rishonim, the Acharonim, talk about it. What is quite fascinating, if you look on the bottom of your sheets, I quote in the Shabura. In Simon Shin Mem, there are some halachas of Ksiva, but the Chavetz Chaim has a huge Mishabura, which goes the bottom of one page, an entire second page, onto a third page. And the Chavetz Chaim writes the following short line. Since the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, didn't bring many halachas of Ksiva, I'll be Malaki and I'll bring them to you. I don't understand this. You know, Beis Yosef, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, did an excellent job of codifying halacha. But here the Chafetz Chaim found it. He left many halachas out. And Ksiva is a pretty major thing. Okay, you're right. Why are people writing on Shabbos? But it happens. Right? Texting on Shabbos, what's that? There might be other things, Maver. But the Baal Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, did not codify many halachas in Hilchos Ksiva. If you look on the bottom of your sheets, like one of the most, Chavetz Chaim has a list of a dozen halachas of Ksiva. You look at Os Dalid, it's one of the most basic halachas of Ksiva. That does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. It appears in the Gemara, while the Rishonim, very basic halacha, no? Ksiva on Shabbos is writing two letters. That's not codified in the Shulchan Aruch. Why? I have no clue. It's a plea. These are very, why are these halachas anything less than anything else in the Shulchan Aruch? But it's not there. If you look earlier, he discusses a little bit of our halachas. So the Chavetz Chaim is starting from, hey, the Shulchan Aruch left all these halachas out. I'll give you basics. He writes, Akosev in Os Gimel there. Akosev Ksav, Agabi Ksav, Dainu Shever Kulmis, Al Osios Aksuvim Kfar. You write over something that already was written. Chitsham, and you add something. Potter, the Lahani Midi, that doesn't help. That's if it's the same color ink. O sikra agabi sikra. Avahever dio agabi sikra. Chayiv shtayim. If I do the black ink on top of the red ink, mechayiv too. Achas mishim kosev. Shachshav kosev hagun yoser mi bishona. Now it's a better writing than before. Achas mishim mochek. Shemokim b'ksiv is based achdonios. Okay. He basically brings our Gemara. That's all. Chavetz Chaim here does not bring Tosos, and definitely doesn't bring what I'm about to bring. The Acharonim will talk about this Tosos. But if anything, that makes our challenge understanding the Sugya Halacha much tougher. Because a lot of times, you could go straight from the Gemara to the Shulchan Aruch all the way down. But where you have something which wasn't addressed in the Shulchan Aruch for some reason, He left out a ton of Hilchos Ksiva. So the Chofetz Chaim brings you the basics. He brought us these halachas from our Gemara. But he doesn't go beyond that. So what we're about to do now is uncharted territory. But it's charted because it's in the Gemara, it's in the Rishonim, and it's on the Achronim we'll talk about. Okay, so far we have this Tosos, we have this Gemara that defines, okay, if you have the same ink, your potter, different ink, sharper ink, your chayiv. And we have this interesting idea that Tosfos says that I can have the same ink, but if my second time I have lishma, then that works. Now that point that Tosfos made, we're going to have to qualify. I'll tell you why. The Achronim are all bothered by a question on Tosfos. Tosfos, you told me that I could write the same color ink if I'm adding a new halakhic point to it. The first writing of the get was Shlo Lashma, or the Sefer Torah, Shlo Lashma. The second time, I'm going to have Kavanah for Lashma. That's new. That makes a different thing. Okay? So the Achronim asked on Tosos, remember before we had a case, Edom who don't know how to sign. What do they do? Could we have Bezdin like trace out in red ink? And they write on top of that with black ink. So what did the Gemara say? No. Fractal, the Achronim, a question. According to Tosis' idea, that we're able to add, we're able to, if the second Ksav is doing something different, then that works. So why can't we do that? Have Bezin trace out something in red ink? And on top of that, we'll write in black ink. Why can't we do that? That's a question the Achronim ask. I found a list of 8 different answers to this question. Now this is where, if things would be codified in the halacha, that'd be great. Okay, which answers do we take? Which ones we don't? That's what I'm saying. I'm uncharted territory here. But I'll share with you 2 of the most common answers found, which are quite fascinating. The Marsha on the Gemara over here, and Tosis over here, says that this is such a phenomenal question, there really is no good answer to it. He weasels out of it with a cheshbon, but in terms of the Svara, he says these 2 cases are 100% comparable. You 100% would compare a case of a get written Shlomo Shema, where I'm adding on top of it a Shema, you compare it to a case where Edom don't know how to sign, I'll write 1 layer on top, another layer on top of that. Yeah? It's comparable. That's what the Marsha says. Tosfos HaRosh, you happen to have it on your sheets, the Maram Shif also say no. Very interesting difference. They say it like this. When you wrote a get Shlo Lashma, and your second ksiva is Lashma, you're fixing it. You're fixing the mistake you had before. As opposed to, by the case of Edom don't know how to sign, what you're really doing, you're not fixing it. Are you changing what the first Bezin wrote in the bottom layer? No. You want the bottom layer. You want a trace on top of it. Where the get was written, Shlo Lashma, you don't want the bottom layer. You would write it anew. Okay, the easy way to do it is just write on top of it. But where you have Edom or illiterate, they don't know how to write, you want the trace there. You didn't want to erase that. You want to utilize that. That doesn't work. What's the difference between these 2 ideas? The Marsha, on the one hand, thought our 2 cases are completely comparable. The Maram Shif makes this Maram Shif. Tosfos HaRosh makes this Chalak. No, there's a big difference between the 2. I'd like to share with you an idea that I found in a sefer in Hilchos Shabbos by Reb Nissen Kaplan. Reb Nissen Kaplan is, I believe, is originally British. He has a beautiful British accent. He speaks good English, good Yiddish, Hebrew too. He's a Rebbe in the Mir Yeshiva, quite popular Rebbe in the Mir Yeshiva. He also is a Rav in a community there not far from the Mir. And he also now, I think, is opening his own yeshiva, an additional yeshiva he's going to serve as the head of. Tremendous, young, huge Talmud Chacham, a posek in Eretz Yisrael. So he actually has a sefer in Hilchos Ksiva. So he has a beautiful way of defining the difference between these two achronim in understanding Tosfos, and that will have a nafkamina in terms of our case.
When the person who doesn't know how to sign his name traces over, it's different than the first person who wrote it red.
Oh, because it's a different person.
It's a different person.
Interesting. Interesting.
In the first case, you're fixing your own mistake.
Okay. I hear something. It touches up a little different. He says, think about this idea. I have two layers of writing. What am I really doing over here? Am I adding a second layer? Or am I really fixing the bottom layer? How do you view ksav al gabi ksav? When you write on top of something, right? I'm sure all of us, right? I'm not from the generation, everything I do, I take white out and redo it. You're writing out a check and you messed up on the number. You write on top of it, right? Logically, what are you doing? Are you fixing the bottom layer? Or are you writing on top of it? No, a second thing. Conceptually, how do you view that? Rav Nissen Kaplan says that's a machlokas achronim in understanding Tosfos, and has a major, beautiful nafkamina. If you view it that I'm fixing what's on the bottom, so I'll tell you, there's a big difference. Where you wrote something shelo lishma, and now I'm writing on top of it lishma, so yeah, that could be viewed as fixing. My bottom layer was lacking the right kavana when I wrote it. So now when I write on top of it, I'm really fixing it. That's what I'm doing. Is that what's going on over here? Or no? If you say that idea, that you're fixing it, then you'll say, well, I'm not fixing it where the Adam don't know how to sign something, and I have someone write on the bottom of that. I'm not fixing it. I'm utilizing it. I want that bottom layer there, so I'll trace on top of it. I'm not fixing the bottom layer. I want it there. It's helping. So then if you talk in terms of fixing, there's a big difference between these two cases. But if you talk in terms of adding, then they're both the same. The same way I write a get shalol l'shma, I write on top of it, I'm adding now a get that's a shma. So I have the same thing with Aiden or illiterate. I wrote a bottom layer. I'm tracing on top of them, adding a second layer. If it works for get, it should work over there too. Very, very nice idea. What's going on over here? When I write ksav al gabi ksav, am I looking to fix the bottom layer? I don't think it's telling kavana. It's a lumdish, a conceptual. When you write on top of writing, are you fixing the bottom or really writing a new thing? Just you achieve and then use new paper, just running the same thing. Yes?
If your kavana when you do the first layer is that you know it's going to be fixed later, then it might be considered one and the same, as opposed to when you're writing the first layer, writing it, never having any idea that you're going to repair it afterwards.
A very interesting idea. But none of these cases we're talking, all these cases are b'dievets. You're not planning ahead of time to write two layers. You always intend.
Yeah,
The get, the guy made a mistake. He wrote a get shalol l'shma. So now I'm fixing my mistake, but the eved, by writing over it l'shma. So I'm never planning to have two layers. My kids, when they draw, or they write their name, maybe plan to write two layers. That case you might have. But all these cases we're dealing with are b'dieved. Yes. Oh, you're correct. Correct. That is true. By the case of the Aiden who don't know how to sign, there your point is valid, 100%. There I was planning on having that second layer. So you're trying to argue over there, maybe that's better. Here they're arguing that's worse. Because that can't be called fixing. Because I'm not changing the bottom layer, I want the bottom layer. But you're right, I could hear perhaps an argument like that too.
Why can't, I mean, this is a simple answer. Say the difference is the reason why it doesn't work by get is because it's not his signature. He's tracing Aiden's signature, Bezdin's signature. It has to be your signature, not Bezdin's signature. The fact that you can color in a circle doesn't make it your signature. If I could trace somebody else's signature, the bank's still not going to let me, if I trace your signature in a check.
It's his cup on it that he's doing.
Great, it doesn't make a difference. It's not my signature, it's Bezdin's signature that I'm tracing.
But he made it his with the
cup on. You can make
it
yours, and
you
know, it enters into it.
See, it's a very interesting question you bring up. What exactly is a signature?
It's just a circle. Like, did I make a circle?
Right. Nowadays, I mean, most people, the way they sign things, doesn't look like anything, you know. It's just the way, moving of your hand. It's not like a real, real symbol, okay? The banks will trace it and check it officially. But, yeah, could just be a little thing like that. Now, let me bring this to our case for a minute. We talk about more things. So the way Nissen Kaplan sets it up is, what's the second layer? Am I fixing something or adding something? Now, what would you say back to our case? The woman went and signed her name. They realized, I'm in big trouble now. I signed my name. Now she wants to write on top of it, according to my advice, write on top of the name of a federation. So you can do it anonymously. Is that fixing the bottom layer? Or is that adding to what's already there? She's not writing out.
So her name is still appearing.
No, it's, you see something on top of it. Well, here, what is she doing?
She's forcing it over to somebody else. She signs up, you know, what actually is she? What was her kavana when she signed?
She originally signed this lottery ticket with her name. So could she write on top of that lottery ticket?
You mean on top of her name or on top of...
See, here's, let me spell out the step. We could go back a step in a minute. But let's assume it's Tio Agaba Tio, right? The same color ink. So normally we say that's not writing. When is it writing? When I'm adding something new. When I'm doing something different. So what would we say? Is she fixing the bottom layer? Is she adding to it? I would argue it sounds hard to say that she's fixing the bottom layer.
There's nothing wrong with the first one. She signed her name.
She signed her name. She meant to sign her name. That is her name. And she realized it's not a smart idea. So that's not fixing a name. If you write a get shalol l'shma or a sefer Torah shalol l'shma, you could fix it by writing on top of it. That's fixing. Seemingly over here, she wrote her name. Now she's writing a different name. That wouldn't be called fixing the bottom layer. So according to the Maram Shif, Tosas Arash, that wouldn't be considered writing. The only time it's considered writing, the only time ever I consider the second layer writing by Diola Gadio is if you're fixing. Here she's not fixing. However, according to the Marsha, who talks about something called adding, I am adding. Originally I had this name, Now I'm changing. I want to have a different name. I'm not fixing the bottom layer, but I want to have a new layer, and you should look at and focus on the top layer, what we have here. So maybe then that works. Very interesting. Seemingly, this issue might be an issue in Machlokes between Tosa Rosh and Maram Shif on one side versus Marsha on the other. If I need to fix the bottom layer for my Ksav or God Ksav to work, well, I'm not fixing the bottom layer. But if all you need to do is add to it, well, I am adding. If you're allowed to add something new, boy, is this going to be something new. It's going to be changing the whole address. Where's the money going to? Is it going to this person privately, or is it going to some federation?
There's a difference between adding and changing.
Yeah.
If she signed her name, and now she wants to write on top of it, she's changing it. If she signed her name and then endorsing it over to a trust, she's adding.
So what you're bringing up...
She's not writing over it. She's writing something above it. Paid to the order of
something. Paid to the order of someone as trustee. Probably correct. That's endorsing it.
See, originally we had a case. This is very interesting. Originally we had a case of Dio Agave Sikra. Remember the black ink on top of the red ink. And there we say you're really doing two things. You're doing Kosev and Mochik. Now, what you're sort of bringing up is you're black ink on top of red ink. That's totally changing something. So if she originally signed one name, and now she's signing another name, this is not like Dio Agave. You're totally changing it. Of course this is Ksiva. That might be an argument. But Me'idak Yisa, do we look in writing in the name, the words you wrote, or more, if you're writing on top of another thing, the ink? Really, the issue here of Ksav Agave Ksav is you're using the bottom layer as your paper to write a second layer. It may not be an issue of the words you write per se, but more the colors, the transparency. What do I have there?
But then you get into intent also.
Intent? Or more, what is this type of writing? I'm not sure it's intent or more what's considered writing.
I first wrote one name and now I decided I know I meant a different name.
Let me throw this case at you.
Every check on the plan and start writing over every check.
Yeah? I didn't find so many people, as we mentioned before, these issues are not codified in Shulchan Aruch. Chafetz Chaim brings us a sampling of them. But these are major practical shailas. I saw a very interesting shaila postman do talk about. Let's say a person shined his shoes on Shabbos. What did he do wrong? Or did he do something wrong? You shine your shoes on Shabbos. It's D.O. on D.O. It's ink on top of ink. So you should be putter. My shoes were black before. I put more black on them. Okay, right? If you talk Hilchos Shabbos, maybe I was misaking it. Maybe I fixed it, you know, something like that. But let's talk Ksiva. Is that a form of writing? If I took my stick, you know, even nice brush of shoe polish, I wrote my name on Shabbos. 100%. That's Ksiva Medaraisa. You don't have to write with a pen, right? You could write anything which, as ink, which lasts, two letters, it's Ksiva on Shabbos. Makeup's a whole complicated topic. Not so simple. But I use my shoe shine on Shabbos. Zalter of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shevet Levi, they both say that would be considered writing on Shabbos. It's Dio Agabe Dio. But they said no, but here you're clearly adding. That's why you're doing it. The lower level wasn't as sharp. So that's why you go over it with shoe polish. So even though it's both are black ink, but the second one is adding something. Clearly, huh? Okay, some of that's hard to hear. It's Daraisa, right? There's not two O's. Yes, you're right. But right, I don't know what it is. Depends what name it says on your shoes. But the Maisa, they say this would be a problem in Shabbos because you would be adding something there. So these halachas, you have two layers. What exactly is it? It's very interesting. So again, so far, before we get to Brisk, I'm going to travel to Brisk in a moment. But right now we're by the mirror. But so far, the way it comes out, it seems like if it's just plain dio agave dio, blacking double blacking, the Gemara says you're potter. But there is a qualification here in Tosos that sometimes you could write with the same color ink, and that's considered ksiva. Tosos said in terms of adding l'shma to a get. What's the understanding? Why? Two different ideas. Is that because you're fixing the bottom layer? If that's so, then you could split. Many other cases are not considered fixing. Our case, we would say, if the lottery ticket would not be considered fixing the bottom layer, I'm trying to fix it. No way am I fixing what was written there. As opposed to the Marsha and others seem to understand, no, I'm adding a second layer. And if I'm adding a second layer, that works. So then who did over here? I could write on top of something else as long as I'm adding something new. If I added the same thing, maybe not. But if I'm adding something new, even if it's new shoe polish, that might be considered adding and considered ksiva. So on the back of your sheets, I found a very fascinating shaila story. If you look, O Zion, Ira Maisa, the Kilos Kodesh Brisk, the Esha Besalevi Kian Karav. All the way back, the Besalevi, Yosef Ber Soloveitchik, the first, was the Rav of Brisk, the Hakrach, his grandson, his son, Reb Chaim, Kian Karav Shashiva of the Volozhin. At that point, he was a young Rosh Yeshiva in the Volozhin Yeshiva. Uvol Uvakiris of Brisk came to visit his father in Brisk. But Usuzman Sidru Get. That time they're involved in writing of a get. In a diner of Tully. With some diner in Brisk named around the Tully. The Akshan Nikta Vagev Yotza HaSofer. The case was after the get was written and the sofer walked out. Sofer did a good job. This is Brisk. Sofer knew what they were doing. What to get Lashma. Lerega Nigash Habal. Viroshin Osios Maspek Yafos. The Baal says, you know, I'm paying good money for this. He didn't write the letters clear enough. Kosov Od Ksiva Gabi Osios Aget Belishim Kavan Lashma. So the Baal Bas, this guy walks in, sees, hey, Sofer didn't do a nice enough job on the letters. And he writes on top of them. But he wrote on top of it, Shalol Lashma. Exactly the point. The exact opposite case we had before. We had before, the first layer was bad. The second layer, you're adding Lashma. Here's the reverse case. The first layer was good. The guy walks in without rabbinic authority. Goes, oh, I don't like the ksav. I'll write over it. He wrote over Shalol Lashma. Nisav Lashayol. Hey, what's the din? Does this work or not? Ksav Agav Ksav, does it work or not? Skipping up all Im Kain, Havihacha Suffolk Le'idakisa. As is pointed out, here's the opposite Suffolk. Dilma Haviksav Elyon Ksav. Maybe the second layer is Ksav. The Nimsadeka Ksav Shalol Lashma. Turns out it's Shalol Lashma. So they asked the rabbi what to do. Is there any way to fix the get? So this is what the Dayan in Brisk said. V'sholom yesh eitzel sakin a get. V'nach esel v'dayam eitzel shiichtu v'pam shlishis achzi masel l'shma. Right on top of it a third time. Your top layer, your bottom layer was good. Your second layer was bad. You know how you fix this? Yiddish cup. Write a third line. That's what you should do. So Manavshach, either your bottom layer, your original ksav was good, your thing sitting on top of it's bad, write on top of a third layer. Beautiful. That's what they paskin in Brisk.
Is there an extra charge?
Huh? Extra charge, yeah. So, comes along young Reb Chaim Brisker. His father tells him over, this is what happened. And Reb Chaim says, they learned the Gemara wrong. Right? This is what happens. You have no Beis Yosef over here. No one to codify the halacha. But he was Reb Chaim. You hear the stories about him when he was a katan. This is, he's ready, the Rosh Hashiva of Volozh. Comes along, Reb Chaim Brisker, and you lead in the second line in that paragraph. Ina shayla is a ksav chashav ksav. When we talk about ksav al-gabi ksav, which is really the way we just phrased it before, we phrased it, is the first layer of the ksav, which I'm fixing, or is it the second layer, which I'm adding? Zot Reb Chaim Brisker, that's not the shayla. No. Ina shayla is a ksav chashav ksav. Iksav elyonav iksav iksav tachdom chashav shafi. Why? Da pshita da iksav tachdom lo hav iksav kiven de nicht of iksav echad me olav. Chaim Brisker, here's a very strong svar. Once I write on top of something, I'm definitely canceling the bottom layer. There's no way you can fix it. Once I write on top of something, I'm killing the bottom layer. You know what the Gemara Shaila is? The Gemara Shaila is the top layer work or not? Is it valid to write on top of something? Or maybe that top layer doesn't work either. So, if I canceled out the bottom layer, so he seems to say, there's no, you have a shayla, is your first ksav going to work? Is a third ksav? Every time you write on something, you're canceling out what was there before. And what the Gemara really has a shayla of, is that top layer work or not work? So it could be, this is very dangerous territory according to Klein Brisker. If I have a lottery ticket, I endorse the bottom layer. The only way you can win the lottery ticket is has your name on it. If I write on top of it, it can void the whole bottom layer. That's not ksav. It could be your top layer is a ksav, but could be not. It could be you messed up the whole thing. So thus, Chaim Brisker, I know what you're going to say, Chaim Brisker brings up a whole new angle. Once you write on top of something, you're definitely undoing the bottom layer. No question about it. Now you're right. You were about to ask me. Was, okay, if the Baal HaBos wrote on top of it, Shelo Lishma, if I write a third layer, maybe I'll cancel out.
I was going to say the Gemara doesn't say that's a reason. It's black on black.
Ooh. The Gemara doesn't say that's considered a reason. I was bothered by that one too. That one I didn't ever answer. That's a good one. Right? How's Reb Chaim read that stuff? Right? See, I wonder like this. Let me just answer his question. When Reb Chaim Brisker says that when you write on top of something, you're canceling out the bottom layer, I'm not sure that has to be called mochev. In order to be chayev on Shabbos, has to be mochev amanas lekosev. You're erasing so that you can write on top of it. What we're debating is, can you write on top of something? So it may not be mochik amanas lakosef, but it still could be destroying the bottom layer. It may not be mochik, Reb Chaim will say, but you are destroying the bottom layer when you write on top of something. So, hold on. So what I would say comes out from our nice little discussion over here, this lady has a choice in life. If my halachic advice to her is, look, if you feel comfortable with the Marsha, Marshall says you could add a second layer on top of a bottom layer. So look, if you're adding, I have the bottom layer, which says my name. I have the top layer, which says my federation. So I'll give it to the lottery company. Marshall, you have to accept it. I at least get it as my money, but maybe I could even get it into a trust and remain anonymous. But if you're a brisker, you want to be machmir, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't do this. Because if you write on top of that bottom layer, you might be canceling out that bottom layer. Not a smart thing. And it might just be important to take the money. I assume end of the day, the lady's going to take the money and run with it. But who knows?
Hopefully she doesn't do this in
Shabbos. Thank you very, very much for listening. Very interesting case. See you all next week. Thank you very much.